Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you pack your extra undies for the day?
You think I'm a 12-year-old, don't you?
No.
Why did you say that?
No, this has nothing to do with how immature I think you are. This is actually according to a new survey where nearly half of all Americans say they carry backup underwear with them.
So what do you mean? Like, you're not going for a sleepover somewhere?
No.
Just during the day?
Just, yeah. If they're leaving for the day, they take an extra pair of underwear, leave it in their car, their purse, whatever, but they always have a spare pair on them.
That's bizarre. Do they just assume they're going to get chronic food poisoning?
Well, okay, 70% of people who were a part of the survey that says why they do it is they had an experience that they needed an extra pair, so this was kind of like learning from life. I don't think I've ever packed extra underwear other than if I was actually going on vacation. Then I'm an overpacker, but that's completely different. This is like daily life. People are leaving the house with an extra pair of underwear.
I'm stunned by that. 70%. I haven't either unless I'm going somewhere overnight. And I can't believe people are that drastic. Like, you might get sick, you know, two or three times every 20 years. And you're going to that extreme?
Well, and then, I mean, there are a couple people who say they do it because, you know, if I'm going to go to the gym and shower afterwards, I need it. Okay, I get that. But then there are people who say, well, if I'm clumsy and I spill something, well, like, how bad are you spilling that it's going all the way through to your chonies?
And it surprises me still. Say that does happen. Wouldn't you just wear no underwear? Like, just go through the day till you get home. You can deal with no underwear from time to time. Why do you have to go bring a specific pair of fresh underwear? It surprises me.
Like, the last time I packed extra chonies in my purse was for my kids when they were potty training.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
These are grown adults admitting to doing this. I don't carry extra underwear, but the one thing I do always have in my purse, I always carry extra makeup.
I've noticed that, but that's normal, I think, for a woman.
Like, I have a full set, though.
Oh.
Like, if something happened and I had to leave the house, I could completely do my makeup here at work.
Emergencies.
Yes. Is there anything that you carry that you always have on you?
It's pretty basic. It's a shirt, and it's only recently, because I always, if I'm going to an event or something, I always manage to spill something on myself. Mm-hmm. I always manage to, again, my 12-year-old behavior, end up dirty. So I've learned recently to have a spare shirt in my car, and I'm actually pretty mature about it.
I think a spare shirt is way more realistic than spare underwear.
I've never heard of spare underwear.
Yeah, a shirt you would use more often.
70% of people?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? We're in the minority. We are.
I don't know. But what are you packing extra with you? What do you always have a spare of with you at all times?
All right, let's do it. 888-431-3764. We want to hear from you this Friday morning.
And
70% of Americans keep a spare pair of underwear with them at all times. Fascinating to me because I don't personally do that, Kelly.
No, I haven't carried a spare pair of underwear since my kids were potty trained.
Me neither, but we want to know what you do carry. The 760 here says, I've never kept a pair of extra underwear with me, but I always have a roll of toilet paper in my car. And yes, I've used it.
Okay. Thank you for not going into the full-blown story on that. 909 says, I always have extra snacks. It's for my toddler and my boyfriend. Snacks come in handy, especially with California traffic. You never know how long you're going to be in the car. And when kids get hangry, that is brilliant.
Yeah, that's the way to my heart. 951 says, beer all times in case of emergencies.
Sherry and Hemet, what is it that you always have extra of? For Anya.
I keep extra underwear in my car for me, an extra roll of toilet paper bagged up, just because with California freeways and that, you can't always make it into some place on time once you can finally stop.
So have you had an accident in the car and not like a car crash accident?
But as I was getting out of the car, trying to cross my legs after having three kids, it just doesn't always work.
Poor Sherry was doing the pee-pee run.
But you are well prepared.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, at least you could go back to your car. You had your extra chonies. You were good to go. What is it that you always have extra of that you carry at all times?
Let us know. 888-431-3764.
We're taking no chances. I don't think it was a coincidence that both you and I ran out during the commercial break to go to the restroom after talking about how Americans are packing extra underwear for just-in-case situations.
Something that we both don't do.
No. So I think it was a good thing we took a potty break.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's funny. We both ran to the restroom. I think this got us thinking.
Yeah, I've had a lot of coffee this morning. Better be safe than sorry, right?
So what is it that you actually do carry extra of at all times?
951 says, I always have deodorant in my glove compartment, especially when we have those early days of travel up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. You get up and you get to the ballpark and you go, did I put deodorant on?
I forget. That's something I always have as well, because sometimes I smell myself, and the way I smell, I can only imagine what other people are smelling. So it's very, very important.
Can somebody give me a barf bag?
I smell good right now.
909 says, Tums. I carry them in my car, my house, my purse. I carry them everywhere.
Yeah, that's important.
That is extra prepared. Gina in Grand Terrace, what is it that you always carry extra of?
Well, I hate to admit it, but I always carry a pair of extra chonies.
Now, 70% of people admitted they do that because they had an incident which has led them to do that. Is that the case for you, Gina?
I hate to admit it, yes, because of my age. Every time I sneeze and you're stuck in traffic, it just happens. And by the way, I was a serial sneezer that called before, so.
And you're a serial sneezer.
Yeah, so that's bad when you're on the freeway and things happen. So always carry the extra pair.
How many extra pairs are you carrying with you then?
Okay, 3.
You got to do a lot of extra preparation every day.
Yeah, they're always in here just in case. You never know.
A lot of preparation. Gina's got to do a lot of laundry.